Over the past year, the Me Too movement has taken down members of the House and Senate, and also state lawmakers. On Tuesday, voters are going to decide the future of more than a dozen men running for state office who are accused of sexual misconduct, including in Central Oregon, where a candidate has insisted he stay on the ballot despite calls for him to quit the race. Just a warning to our listeners, this story does contain a graphic description of a sexually inappropriate act. Lauren Dake from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Moe Newbold hasn't opened her ballot yet, but when she does, she will see Dr. Nathan Boddy's name, the man who she says groped her in a bar several years ago.
All of a sudden, he slipped his hand down the back of my pants and under my underwear. I wasn't wearing a belt, and I wish I had been. I kind of, like, froze and was just kind of thinking, like, how do I get out of this?
The two knew each other from their work in environmental activism. Dr. Boddy denied Newbold's allegations. And in a statement he emailed to reporters, he went a step further. The headline in the local newspaper the next day read, "Boddy claims groping accuser has substance abuse problems." Newbold, the accuser, says those claims are false.
He basically victim-blamed me and anyone who has substance abuse issues.
Dr. Boddy is a city council member running for the state legislature in Bend, Oregon. When allegations emerged this summer, members of his own party, including Democratic Governor Kate Brown, called on him to withdraw from the race.
I'm not willing to compromise my values over an election. Time's up.
But Dr. Boddy has refused to step aside. He is one of more than a dozen men running for state office across the nation who have been accused of sexual misconduct.
Survivors, united, will never be divided.
On a warm fall day, people rallied in Bend, Oregon, to support Moe Newbold, saying they won't be voting for the doctor. Dr. Boddy declined to comment for this story. Since the accusation, his campaign has largely gone quiet. But he has emerged, once to remind people on Facebook that he still wants their vote, and another time when his fellow city councilors voted to censure him. At that meeting, he spoke about the allegations for the first time publicly.
I will say that in the current election cycle, it's incredibly difficult to defend oneself from things like this. It's kind of one of those no-win situations. However, I will say, with all sympathy and humility, if I ever did anything to make an individual uncomfortable, I was not aware, and I apologize.
And Boddy still has supporters. Since the allegations surfaced, he's received emails from female supporters. One urged him to stay in the race, saying, quote, "There is no such thing as a perfect and pure candidate." Along with the others accused of misconduct, Dr. Boddy's political future is now in the hands of voters. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Dake in Bend, Oregon.